Jonah, beginning chapter 1, America's at the crossroads. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish, so that he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of God. Twice, the presence of God. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God, Cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and Jonah was fast asleep. Ladies and gentlemen, something I've never seen before like I see it now. The problem in Jonah was the clergy, not the people. The problem in Jonah was not the sailors. They got the message. They started out with their gods, but ever since their heart's going to go to the true and living God. The sailors got the message. The people of Nineveh got the message. The king in the White House got the message. It's time to repent. King of Nineveh, got the message. It's time to repent. All the people got the message. The clergy was the problem. The clergy was asleep in the midst of the storm. The clergy ran from the presence of God. The clergy turned their back on the word of God that came to them. That's so simple. That's so right, you know it's right. And yet I've never seen it as strong as I see it right now. The people weren't the problem. The people got the attention of God with their sin. A lot of sin in the land today. But eventually it was not the people, it was not the sailors, it was not the king, it was Jonah. And that's the problem in our land today. We've got too many Jonahs on the run, running from the presence of God. Well, the shipmaster came and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God. If so be that God will think upon us that we perish, call upon your God. Isn't that something when the world comes to us and says, Would you call on your true and living God? And they said, Everyone to his fellow, come and let us cast lots that we may know whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, whose cause this evil is upon us? What is thine occupation? Preacher? Clergy? Pastor? A fearful man of God that wouldn't speak the word of God? I'm running from the word of God, and I'm running from the presence of God. This church is not running from the word of God, and we're not running from the presence of God. The presence of God. Three times it's here. The presence of God. This church is pursuing the presence of God. And I don't know how well I'm doing it, but I am pursuing God myself. And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled. The men knew, the world knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Man, it's just hard for me to stop and not comment. It's time for Congress to know. It's time for senators to know. It's time for the leadership of our nation to know. God Almighty is still God Almighty. God Almighty is still Almighty. So the Bible said that the word of the Lord came to Jonah. Jonah rose up to flee from the presence of the Lord. All right? He said, I'll tell you what the answer is. Just throw me overboard. And then in chapter 2, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. You'll either pray to God outside the fish's belly or inside the fish's belly. I want to say that one more time. America's going to pray to God outside the fish's belly or inside the fish's belly. And right now we're inside the fish's belly as a nation, and it's time to cry out to God. There's no other answer. We've got ISIS on our heels. We've got wars going on overseas. I just began to weep and I thought of our servicemen on foreign soil in other nations. My God, how do they feel? What? Pray for the military. Pray for all branches of our service. They're over there defending what? When we're backing off of God, our only strength is God. Our only protection of America is God. It's only God in which we trust that has kept this nation from being blown off the face of the earth. It's wake up time, folks. The word came to Jonah, but Jonah runs. Now he's in the fish. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. Prayed to God. And I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord. And he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I. Don't you imagine you can call it a whale or a big fish. Can you imagine that man coming out on shore? How he looked, how he smelled. He hadn't been to his local tailor. He hadn't been to the hair shop. He hadn't been to the shower. He hits the deck running. Repent, or none of us going to be destroyed. Well, my. Then I said, I'm cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward the holy temple. I will look again. It's time for America to look again to what's made us great. It's time for America to look down. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee into thy holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. And the Bible said in chapter 3, I wished I had time to read all of it, but I'm just hitting the high spots. Read it for yourself. It's awesome. And the word of the Lord came again unto Jonah the second time. That's what Pastor Bob Nichols in Calvary Cathedral, we're going to cry out to God here in just a few moments. We're crying out, God, let the word of God come to America again. Let the word of God come from the White House to the least house, to every church house, to every preacher. It will get off this crazy political bandwagon and backpedaling and cowardice and compromise. Folks, we've got to get back to basics in America. And we're pursuing that here in Calvary Cathedral. We're pursuing it. Maybe not perfectly, but we're on the way. We're not asleep in the fish's belly. We're not asleep. We're not running from God. We're not running from the Word of God. I'm not running from the presence of God. I covet the presence of God. I covet the moving of the Holy Spirit of God. I covet the spirit of revival. I'm crying out, God, do it again. Do it again. Do it again. We've got to have an awakening in America. Do you understand? We've got to have an awakening. And I know I'm only one voice, one pastor, one preacher, one church. And yet what happens in this house does have a way of affecting a lot of people all over the world. The word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time saying, arise. All right, the word's come again. We've been in the fish's belly. We've turned our back on God. The Supreme Court has shaken their fist in the face of God over and over again. But here's the message for us today. The same message that came after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Arise and go. Get up. Get off your duff. Get up off your religious complacency and start witnessing, start praying, start crying out to God. Every evangelical church in this greater Fort Worth, Dallas area should be full to overflowing. We don't realize where we are. God loves those people, but we've made a decision. If we were not living in the dispensation of grace, don't you understand a jag of lightning would come down from God Almighty like it did on the twin cities of Sodom and Gomorrah? You say, well, what's wrong? I mean, is God, what did God do to Sodom and Gomorrah? He scorched the earth. He torched two cities. I know there's more sins than that, but that's one of the cardinal sins. That's one that has caused great devastation. Back in the Old Testament, you would be stoned. Stoned. Do you understand? Stoned. Lester Summerall said it best, anything that doesn't have the possibility of recreating is not of God. You wouldn't be here if the world was that way. There'd be nothing to talk about today. So the Bible said that Jonah, the word of the Lord came to him again, and this time he did arise. He did go and preach to it, preaching. So Jonah rose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet, listen to the message. Not as long as my message this morning. Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. That was his message. Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God. The sailors had already believed God. Now the people of... Are you tracking with me? I've not seen it like this. I mean, I've not seen it in the depth that I think I'm seeing it now. The sailors believed. Nineveh believed. The king on the throne believed. And went down in sackcloth and ashes and cried out to God. For the word of the Lord came unto the king of Nineveh. And he arose from his throne. And he laid his robe from him and covered him with sackcloth and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast nor herd nor flock taste anything, no food, no water, but let every man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Remember, I've been telling you and teaching you, there's a prayer that we say, but there are prayers that we pray. And God's calling upon the church of the living God to get its mouth open, to get our heart open. It's time to weep between the porch and the altar. It's time to call upon God. America's in trouble. Do we understand that? And Washington is celebrating this. Great applause. And all the news media. I got so sick and tired. I'm just trying to see if there's any sanity left on television. The only sanity left was Christian television. Amen. Only sanity left was Daystar, TBN. Jimmy Swaggart, thank God. Thank God people are still on track. And this church is still on track. And as long as I'm pastor of this church, we're going to stay on track. I had people that withstood me a few years ago. Well, you're just not part of the culture of this day and time. No, I'm not. I'm not part of the sin of this culture. I am not. I'm not. I'm calling for righteousness. I'm calling for repentance. I'm calling for purity. I'm calling for God, pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Here is the message, but let every man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we may not perish? Thank you, King. Thank you, King. Thank you, President. Thank you, Prime Minister. Thank you. Canada has righteous leadership now for a change. Canada used to be the bad boy. Now America's the bad boy. Things are more righteous in Uganda than they are in the United States of America. Thank God for Lighthouse Television. President of Uganda has the ABC program. Abstinence, be faithful to your companion. Condoms is a last resort. But his way to reduce AIDS is don't do it. Just don't do it. Strange doctrine, isn't it? Huh? Amen. All right, one more verse and we're going to pray. And God saw their works that they turned from... I know I'm a little rough with it this morning, but there's no way to say this pretty. There's no way to say it pretty. America has sinned. The leadership of our nation has sinned. Our high court has sinned. And the White House is applauding what's happening. We've turned the rainbow lights on now. We're so proud that we've evolved. No, we haven't evolved. We've gone back to the dark ages is what we've done. God have mercy on America. And God saw their works. That you can get mad at me if you want to. I don't care. I've bit my lip long enough. It's time to repent. And that goes from the White House to the least house. It's time to turn back to God. It's time to turn back to God. And God saw their works and they turned from their evil way. And God repented. God withdrew. God's grace had mercy upon Nineveh that he had said that he would not do all that he said he would do unto them. And he did it. God did it not. And you know, isn't that strange? You go into chapter 4 and it displeased the clergy. Because the clergy is part of the problem. God deliver us from spineless pastors, spineless leaders, spineless theologians. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. When you do things God's way, you get God's results. Don't pick a fight with God. You lose every time. Back in about 1821, it started. We did a search. Thank you, Tony. Did a search. It's a copy of the Reader's Digest. I think we got the last two or three copies in existence. July 1994. Our kindest city. It's the story of Rochester, New York, a city that had become somewhat of a sin city. It was a crossroads of slavery. Slavery, crossroads. It was a crossroads of prostitution. It was a crossroads of alcohol. It was a crossroads of sin because it had blossomed and prospered. And now here's this city. There was a stuntman by the name of Sam Patch who went out and went over Niagara Falls. Then he decided to do it a different way. And he lost his footing and twirled down into the waters of Niagara Falls. They didn't find him until the waters turned warm, change of the season. A businessman by the name of Josiah Bissell went to the First Presbyterian Church and he said, you ought to repent because you were part of that crowd that cheered that man on to his death. You need to repent. The power of God hit Presbyterian Church and they went on their face before God. Josiah Bissell realized, he said, I've done something. I've done something. And he called evangelist Charles Finney in, who came in for 6 months. And every day they either had revival services and or citywide prayer meetings. You know what happened back in that, 1821? You know what happened? There was revival in that city. And I still believe that God's still able to send revival today. That evil slave trade was smitten. It was smitten. It was destroyed. Bars had to close. Nobody was drinking anymore. Houses of prostitution, no one was going there anymore. The city literally was changed by the power of God. Church, it's not too late. It's not too late because we're here. I'm here. You're here. Salt and light are still here. As long as salt and light, Brother Gary, as long as salt and light is present, righteousness is possible. And if God could do it back then, God can do it again today. I've wrestled with everything I've said, just trying to find some orderly way to say it. But Reader's Digest reports that the conscience of an entire city was changed. Churches were raised up and built. Colleges that then acknowledged, or universities then that acknowledged God Almighty and Jesus and the Word of God were raised up. Now, unfortunately, all of our Ivy League schools have gone to hell. Almost. Church, God called us to make a difference. God called me to make a difference. And I know this world system is doing everything in the world to divide the white, the black, the brown, the yellow, but we're not buying into it. We're not buying into it. Jesus said, love one another. Jesus said, love one another. We need one another. Thank God for the diversity of this church. Thank God for the diversity of our Christian school. And I'm going to tell you something. We've had several several public school teachers bail. They've left behind several thousands of dollars. They may work, I don't know whether they'll wind up with us, wherever. We are having public school teachers saying, we can't handle it anymore. We're believers. We are believers. We believe the Word of God. We believe in Jesus Christ and are willing to take much, 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 much less to be able to be in a righteous institution. Folks, that school next door is needed more now than ever before. Is it perfect? No. We always have a few toots in there. But we get them located and smoke them out. Amen. It's like churches. Is everybody here perfect today? No, but thank God you came. You came to the right source to get changed. Our Christian school is needed more today than at any other time. That's why churches are bailing out of Christian schools. Big churches, churches that have the money to invest. They're bailing out because they're not money makers. I'm sick of this money making stuff. God did not call the church just to be a mercenary money making machine. A cash cow. God called us to preach and teach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus.